Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Fancied himself as a spiritual entertainer, and essentially what he did is he looked at a lot of Eastern practices and gave lectures and tried to break it down for the Western mind. And one of the things that he says, this brilliant line, he talks about, you know, the ocean waves and the universe peoples. And what he's talking about is this idea that we're not the tip of the Big Bang. We think the Big Bang happened and then explodes out, and we're the very tip of it, and we're frightened out of our mind. But actually, we are that thing. We are that Big Bang. And if you can find some room in your psyche, which not everybody can, for this idea, then what you start to realize is that what's in the universe is also in you. And you see reflections of yourself everywhere you go, right? And you look up into the stars and you feel small and centered, and yet there's a recognition of self, right? Because you are primarily made of the same thing that those stars are made of that are burning billions of light years away. And if you can hold space for this idea, you begin to understand that what you are is a representation of everything. Now, let's say you can't. So let's bring it in even closer, and let's just say, well, you're an animal, right? And have you ever walked into nature? Actually, have you ever followed the Instagram page Nature is Metal? Or there's another one called The Dark Side of Nature. Both of those show the absolute chaos that's actually happening in the animalistic, in the natural world outside of our civilization, which we are, you know, in the 21st century, we're very much protected from. The problem is, we're so divorced from it that we forget that we are it. You look into nature and two things become evident. And the first one is that it's absolute chaos, right? It's absolute insanity. It's wild killing wild, wild eating wild. And then the second thing that you realize is all of that wild must have some sort of coherent intelligence underlying it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to continue going. And yet it does. And yet all of it, despite the chaos, continues moving. There's a really great mathematical theory called chaos theory, which basically says that in all the chaos that you see, there's an underlying pattern or an underlying rhythm taking place. And I've always thought, man, there's a sense in which you might see that as also what God is, right? Also this sort of benevolent force that somehow against all odds keeps the whole thing going, though it's just absurdly chaotic. And so the reason I say that, though, is because when you recognize that that's what you are, right, you look into the animal kingdom and you see the chaos and you see the intelligence and you say, well, damn, that's what we came out of. That's what I also am. I'm also an animal. And because of that, you're all those things. And so when it's hard for you to stuff yourself into your cubicle and into your modern life and get in your car and put your tie on, and there's some part of you that's like just wants to burn it all down just for the hell of it, or there's some part of you that's like dying to be somebody else, you recognize, like, yeah, right, because you're nuts, right? Because you're nature. There's a coherence in you, there's an intelligence in you, but there's also all of those other things that are inside of you, right? And so what happens is, as humans, we realize that we have the capacity, rather, for everything, right? Everything that is. And so there are parts of you that are happy, there are parts of you that are sad, there are parts of you that are joyful, and there are parts of you that want to burn the whole thing down just so something interesting will happen. And all of those things are coexisting in you at one time. And you might say what your ego is the person that decides, it's the self that decides which out of all of those actually end up winning out. I think that's also why the Cherokee parable about the two wolves that are fighting inside of you, the good wolf and the bad wolf, I'm sure you've heard it before, are fighting inside of you. And when the grandson asks his grandfather, well, which side wins? He says, well, the one you feed. And so this is what this is it's the ego deciding, no, I'm going to go toward the light. I'm not going to go toward the animal inside of me. I'm going to actually choose to be something beyond what I could be. But you don't cease being all of those things, right? You just feed the good wolf, right? You just continue to walk in the direction that you want to walk in. And as you do, you develop ego strength so that you don't have to succumb to those animalistic sides of yourself. And there's a really good line in the Gospel of Thomas where it's one of the Gnostic Gospels where Jesus says, you know, cursed is the man that is devoured by the lion, and blessed is the man that devours the lion. What that saying is acknowledging is that, yeah, you're an animal, right? And an animal is wild, and an animal is everything that is. And at the same time, you're you. You're the conscious self. You're the refined, civilized person that has to exist here in the refined, civilized world. And so you have to learn to get a handle on all that you are. But again, you never cease to be that thing. When you devour the lion's inside of you then. It's just not controlling you. It didn't devour you. Now, the reason I'm saying all of this is because I would ask you, acknowledging that you are all of these things, can you cut any of those pieces off and then would you continue to be whole? Or will you feel fragmented? So you can think about that for yourself. But the reason I ask you is because right now, our culture tends to be very absolutist. And I think that if anything is going to destroy us, it's absolutism, right? It's the idea that this is always right or that's always wrong. Look, nothing is always. Nothing is only. And the reason being is because nothing, in fact, is certain, right? And so one of the, I'd say, real tragedies of modern life in the 21st century is that we take the deepest human issues, right? The things that we wrestle with at a heart level, and then we divide them into two categories and we say, you're either right or you're left and you pick one. And so we condone this absolutism, even though that's not what we are, right? We're this really fascinating, nuanced creature that has all of these things inside of us. And yet it's much easier on the psyche if we just say, no, that's what I am. I'm only a Republican. I'm only a Democrat. I'm only all of the things that they believe. It's like, no, you're not. You're you, and you have all the predilections that an animal has. And the moment you cease to acknowledge those things is the moment that you cease to be whole. And then what happens when you cease to be whole is you start to look for how you can fill that void in yourself in all of these really unserving and unhelpful and unhealthy ways. And so we unknowingly create the void that we're trying to fill with self-destructive patterns and tendencies in our lives. You could imagine that if I sat you down and I said, I'm going to give you a test based on all of the deepest human issues that you're going to wrestle with in your time while you're here. And I'm going to make you take a test on the right answer. And you're like, okay. And then I'm going to say, but you don't get to, it's not essay form. It's an A or a B, right? So you just have to decide based on the two that are there. And you'd say, well, no, my humanity isn't going to fit in an A or a B if we're talking about the deepest things that I'm going to struggle with in my time here. To which I would say, exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly why this divisive political system is never going to get us toward healing or wholeness, because it's not designed to. It's designed to divide. It's an A or a B. Now, I'm not saying, look, we have it, and so it's here, right? But I'm also saying that the modern person tends to stumble when they believe that the thing that they are can be confined to an A or a B or an only or an always, because you're never those things. And the moment you try to be is the moment, the very moment you cease to be whole. And then, of course, we don't feel whole, which I would say the modern person stumbles with or tends to wrestle with in a really dramatic way, is that like we don't feel whole. And then what happens is we become low-hanging fruit for who? For charlatans, for people that want to sell us the answer, for marketers that promise that they have the thing that we need. And so then, in order to feel whole, we buy a car, or we dye our hair, or we go on a trip. And what's happening under the chaos of all of that is we're not acknowledging what we are. We're trying to live in what we're not. We're trying to confine ourselves to some simplicity that is not the reality of our existence. And so this absolutism is where we really tend to stumble. And oftentimes, as I've said over and over in this series, we march on into the future, and then the universe shows us what was always true. Well, that happens with our absolutism too, right? You saying, oh, I'm always this way, they are only that way, that doesn't make it true. That just makes it your belief system, right? It just makes it actually the thing that you're telling yourself. And what reality is going to show you as you march on to the future is that only some of those things are true, because you're not always or only anything, and neither is anybody else. You're a human animal. You're in the unbroken chain of millions of years of evolution. You're simultaneously situated in the cosmos, which go in every direction and are continuously expanding. To try to say, no, I'm just a Democrat. No, I'm just a Republican. No, you're not. You're everything. And the moment you acknowledge it is the moment that you can start making your way back toward wholeness. But as long as we play this game of always and onlys, what we're going to find is that we're continuously looking for things in the world to make us whole, and that they don't have the authority to do so, because they're not the thing that's broken off from us. They're not the thing that we're reeling for or actually craving at the depth of who we are. Because at the depth of who we are, what we're craving is all that we are. That's what wholeness is. Anyway, I love you. Have an amazing day, and we'll talk later on Morning Coffee.